We continue this month's audio with a report on the legalization of cannabis in California. On January the 1st of this year, America's most populous state fully legalized the drug. Other US states may have done so earlier, but none have been quite so radical in their approach. Our reporter explains. How easy is it to buy cannabis in the USA?
It depends where you are. On a national level, the U.S. government still classes cannabis as a Class 1 narcotic, the same as heroin. As such, the possession of cannabis is more serious, in criminal terms, than having cocaine or opium. But some states have decriminalized its use and sale for adults who are aged 21 or older inside their own borders. California led the way in 1996 by legalizing it for medical use. 29 other states have since followed. And this year, it joined the 8 other states where the buying and selling of cannabis is now fully legalized. Confusingly, the sale of recreational cannabis is now legal in all the states down the west coast of the USA. But transporting cannabis from any one of those states into the next is illegal, because that counts as a federal offense. However, the fact that California produces 7 times more cannabis than it consumes suggests that this law is being broken on a scale not seen since the Prohibition era.
In what form is it being sold?
California has strict anti-smoking laws, so much of the cannabis on sale is in edible forms: cannabis chocolate, tortilla chips, caramel fudge, and so on, all with strengths clearly marked on the packaging. Even restaurants have joined in, with some including marijuana in their salads, marinades, and more. Meanwhile, bars are selling cocktails flavored with cannabis oil. Apparently, this gives the drinks a robust, herbaceous taste, which suggests the fashion may prove temporary.
Why is California so significant?
It's all about business. California is the world's 6th biggest economy, and it is estimated that cannabis there will soon grow to be an industry worth between $5 billion and $6.5 billion a year, overtaking the sale of beer. This will bring $1.4 billion to the state in taxes and create thousands of jobs. Donald Trump's strongly conservative Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, has vowed to crack down on the situation and assert the primacy of federal law. But California, where legalization was supported by 57% of the state's population in a 2016 vote, is determined to resist. The confrontation could go either way, but many believe that the pro-cannabis lobby will prevail at the national level.
How far will California go?
Nobody knows, but it has already gone further than any other state. Since legalization, Californians previously convicted of cannabis-related crimes have been able to request that their criminal record be wiped, and thousands have done so. And, hoping to repair the social damage done by the federal government's 50-year war on drugs, which clearly targeted blacks and Hispanics, some cities are going even further. In Los Angeles and San Francisco, residents with past cannabis convictions will be given preference if they apply for a license to sell the drug. At this stage, it is hard to imagine that the Trump administration will be able to reassert control.